Black Mask has several significations and resonances within this show, and before we delve into the work in front of you, it would be worthwhile to recount the history of the term, the group, and its implications. Black Mask, in the anarchist world, refers to a radical artist collective that operated in New York City during the late 1960s and gained notoriety for their eponymous titled broadsheets that worked in tandem to amplify and publicize the direct public actions and demonstrations. As an art collective working in close collaboration with other artists from this show, such as Aldo Tombolini, they lived out the dynamic tension within anarchist art. That anarchist art is indirect cultural change, while anarchist politics is direct social action. Black Mask serves as an example of how that embodied paradox plays out in the life of an art collective, and the ways in which it is resolved and unresolved. The name of the group comes in part from the aversion of the title of Frantz Fanon's seminal work, Black Skin, White Masks. So the visual field of anti-colonialist and anti-racist theory is referenced. Black Mask, however, has a more direct denotation to the group's uniform, black clothing and the balaclava, black headgear that only reveals the wearer's eyes. When the group wore their balaclavas and all black clothing, they could publicly form a collective mask that they termed a black block, a strategy that Haverford's own Andrew Cornell said owns inspiration to the example of black urban insurrections which broke out across the USA between 1964 and 1967. We see before us an example of one of Black Mask's broadsheets, with their name splayed across the top of the cheap printed paper with an image beneath. This is Black Mask number 9, the penultimate issue, released in February 1968. The image is a grainy, high-contrast photograph showing a couple walking into a room. Unbeknownst to them, two Black Mask members poise menacingly behind the door, one holding a bag which we assume will be thrown over the unsuspecting couple's heads and the first step of a kidnapping. The white hands of the Black Mask members stand out against their clothing, emphasizing the gestures of fear and aggression. A quote below the image reads, "These smut sheets are today's Molotov cocktails thrown at respectability and decency in our nation. They encourage depravity and irresponsibility, and they nurture a breakdown in the continued capacity of the government to conduct an orderly and constitutional society." The quote is attributed below to Representative Joe Poole from the House of Un-American Activities Committee. The power of the broadsheet and the message it propels is palpable, but the issue just described was their second to last. Black Mask number 10, described in an essay by Nadja Milner Larson titled Revolution as Being, prefigures the split between anarchist practice and anarchist theory that eventually cannot be held together within the collective. Milner Larson relates the events as follows. Quote, "Ceasing the production of Black Mask in May 1968, the activists explained that they had transcended the formation of Black Mask that existed outside the real, as mere representation. The departure from broadside production was thus conceptualized as a kind of lived critique of representation. The dismantling of their own broadside was a quintessentially anarchist anti-art move." End quote. Black Mask could not long embody this paradox of a theory that called for praxis and a praxis that disavowed theory. The fact that they stopped disseminating their ideas and moved to direct action may have been the teleological next step, but at the end of the day, it may have limited their cultural influence by limiting their communicable history.